Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honoured by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. So I wonder what you felt when you saw the photo of Donald Trump a couple of weeks ago, holding up a Bible in front of a church building in Washington, D.C. When you heard that he had used tear gas on the crowds to dispel them so he could get through for his photo shoot. Whatever your political views, I think most of us were sickened by the sight of the Bible being used to defend acts of discrimination and injustice. I wonder if you also knew there was a second photo of a man holding a Bible printed that week in Christianity Today. It's a photo of George Floyd holding a Bible up with a group of friends in Houston, where he was known as a mentor to a generation of young men and a person of peace. The contrast could not be more stark. One man holding a Bible for millions to see to glorify himself, and the other holding a Bible which speaks of a peace he personally knew and believed in. This is something of what I think Jesus is saying in this chapter of Matthew. Can we have the next slide? Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. Or as the New Living Translation puts it, don't do your good deeds publicly to be admired. It's not about gaining admiration and approval from others, it's about pleasing your Heavenly Father. We have been exploring the most famous sermon ever given, the Sermon on the Mount, in which Jesus explains to ordinary people how through his power they can live extraordinary lives. We started with the Beatitudes in chapter 5, focusing on Christian character. Then we moved to look at a variety of what we might call qualities of righteousness: kindness, purity, love, honesty, and on Monday, forgiveness. In this chapter, Jesus turns the spotlight towards religious practices, giving, praying, and fasting. These religious disciplines, giving, praying, and fasting, are found in nearly all religions. And you notice Jesus doesn't say if you do these things, but when you do them. When you give, when you pray, when you fast, make sure your motivation is pure. We can distinguish in these verses three different attitudes or motivations. Jesus is referring here to giving, but they equally apply to other aspects of our lives. These different motivations are different ways of looking. One way is to look around to others and gain our affirmation from them. Or secondly, to look inside ourselves and feel good because of what we've done. Or thirdly, to look up at our Father and seek his pleasure. Let's consider each of these for a moment. Looking round to others. It's easy to think, well, I'm not like that. I don't do things to get others' approval. But if we're honest, many of us are motivated by what other people think. Have you never been tempted to drop into the conversation, oh, I've just popped round to Tim's house with a meal for the family? Or to donate on a Just Giving page and look to see what other people have given? Or to pick up the litter in the church car park, knowing that the pastor was watching? Jesus is saying that if we get our satisfaction from basking in praise from those around us, then that's all it is. A momentary pleasure or feel-good factor which dissolves as quickly as it comes. For others of us, or perhaps at other times, rather than looking outwards to others, we can start to look within ourselves. It's an attitude implied rather than overtly stated in these verses. Jesus says, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Which means I think you can give by letting both hands know what you're doing. I think it's possible to turn inwards and secretly congratulate yourself or become proud of how much you are giving or doing for God. Proud even that you aren't seeking other people's approval. It's a thin line between altruism and pride. But the Jesus way, explained in these verses, is to look up, to give in secret, even from yourself. Give generously, give lavishly, but then forget what you've done. Don't dwell on it, let it go, and look up to your Father. Then Jesus says, your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. There's a lovely twist in these words. Our Father sees what is done in secret. We cannot hide from him. He knows our hearts, our attitudes, and our motivations. And of course, however much we try, our motives are always a mix. They're never pure. So our Father sees the complex mess we can make of our lives, even when we are trying to do the right thing. He sees everything. We can't hide. But he is also our Father. And so as we look to him, he forgives the mess and he purifies our motives. He transforms our giving into something beautiful. And whatever else it means, that in itself is reward enough. Let's pray together. Father, you see into the sacred chambers of my heart. May my practices of giving, prayer, and fasting be performed not for public display, but cheerfully and discreetly. Purify my wayward motivations so that my relationship with you may steadily deepen. In doing so, may I become more like you through the power of your Holy Spirit. Amen.